You might not notice it, but this season you find out Before the day is over, you must have even used the word "like" probably 20 times in one day. So, using that word, God is going to be revealing a lot to us. He's going to answer a lot of questions. And when we receive answers, we receive solutions. And then we get answers. Amen?
Amen.
And we grow. So, we started last week the word "why." And this word "why" has three letters. The first letter is what?
W.
Amen? The second letter is what?
H.
H. And the last one is what? R. So we're going to be using these three letters, and God is going to use it to really take us places we never dreamed of in our lives. In your physical life, your psychological life, your spiritual life, every area of life, these three letters are going to change everything about you from your life. Because you do it. So the first letter, W, will always look at who is involved. Who will the why we're going to be looking at will be affected? Who is benefiting? Who is involved? And then we're going to look at it, because God is dealing with somebody, somebody's always involved. Who? And then we're going to look at how. Meaning process, strategy. Everything needs a process. It needs a strategy. It needs a way to a solution. Amen?
Amen?
There's always a distance from the beginning to the end. It's in between. It's the how. And before you can ever respond and sustain the how so that you can get the results, God always begins with the why. So the real why, apart from the W and the H, the real why has to always do with the goals and the results we're looking for. So let's go to the next slide, just to give you an example before we look at what the Lord has for us today. So we looked at who. People are always involved with the who. Whether the cause and effect, the solution, whatever it has to do with somebody. Amen? So let's go to the next, the how. The next slide deals with H, the how. There has to be a plan, there has to be a strategy, everything that we do. There has to be a process, a solution. Then let's go to the last one, the why. The why is always what drives you. That's, you must have a goal in life. You must have a purpose. You must have, that purpose and that goal must have results. And we want the best results. God told Joshua, for the how that I will share with you is so that you can have good success. Joshua 1:8. Good success. The end result is good success. To finish well. There's always an end goal. There's always an end result. We want it to be success. So the goals or the results is always the why you do what you do. If you don't know the why you do what you do, this last why, that's why a lot of people are stuck in many, many places. Amen?
Amen.
The why is why people are successful, why people are great, why people achieve what they achieve. They always have to know the why. So let's go further. Just the example we used last week, for those of you that are not here, really quickly, the next slide. The example of Hebrews 12:2. Looking unto Jesus, you all remember the scripture?
Yes.
Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher, meaning the beginning and the end, the author and the finisher of our faith. So Jesus is a perfect word, example of these three letter words. Why? So the first thing he says, Jesus is the author and finisher, is the perfect example we're using. He says, who, that's Jesus, the who now is Jesus, who for the joy that was set before him, meaning the end result, the vision, for the joy that was set before him, He had a vision, he had a why, he had a goal, he had a goal in mind, he had a result, an expectation, he had an end goal. But because of the joy that was set before him, the glory, what would happen, he endured the cross. The cross was the how, was the process, was what he must achieve. He must go through to achieve the end result. So Jesus, so this is how it works. The why was this way. The why always, the W-H-Y, if you want to understand how it works, it always begins with the last word, why. So before Jesus, when we are in the season of Christmas, Jesus, God sent for his son, John chapter 1. The beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Amen? Now, all things was made by the Word. The Bible talks about the Word became flesh. Amen? Why? So, Jesus came in this season we are celebrating, or that brings an awareness of his birth. Why did he come? And so because he knew why, he also knew the cost of why he came. And the cost of why he came, and then he knew the results. So when he knew all that, then he had to endure the process. He knew the cross was the only way to achieve the why. And who is Jesus that was sent? So once you know the why, now God will begin to take you through the how. And the how is where a lot of people fail. Because Jesus endured the cross. The cross. He was going to die. He knew he was going to die. As a righteous man for sin, he knew exactly what the cross was. So now, he was looking at the why, the end result, he endured the process. Now, what we're going to be looking at, about especially the how, is you can never get to the why without the how. And you can never be successful with the why until you understand the how, the strategy, the process. And when you understand the process, the only way you can take steps to achieve the goal, you have to prepare for it. Amen?
Amen.
So that's what we're going to be looking at. Jesus took 30 years to prepare for less than 4 years ministry, 3+ years. 30 years preparation for something that will last only 3 years. John the Baptist is the same. He prepared for 30 years for an assignment that will last almost a year less. So, when you understand the difficulty of the how, and it forces you to be prepared for it. People who don't prepare are always taking on the list. So that's the background we shared last week. Today, we're going to use this principle. In the other slide, we had examples of people like Joseph, Noah, and the different individuals God has used in the past with this same principle. But we want to start, what we want to show is there are fundamental, foundational principles that many believers have not really integrated in their Christian life. And because they have not really understood these foundational, solid principles, it's like they jumped over a lot of things, and now yet walking with God is becoming a misery. Being a Christian is becoming a struggle. And many don't even understand what it means to be a believer. And the benefits of being a believer, the gifts and the callings, many are not even pressing into that area because these foundational principles have not been understood or clearly. So God says, go back to the basics with this why. Because they have a lot of questions. You are a believer every time, something's happening, you're asking why. These foundational principles will start from there. And so this why is going to answer a lot for us. So we are going to start looking at this why, hate, why. The first we want to look at today is, why must I be born again? Oh, somebody said born again. Why must I be born again? Why must I be born again? So let's open our Bibles as we look at this why. Why must I be born again? Let's open to the book of John. John chapter 3. Why must I be born again? So, number one, if we look at the hate, yeah, you can leave this picture here. If we look at the why, first of all, this question I ask you, why must I be born again? We are heading to this. This is the why must I be born again? But for us to get here, we're going to look at who should be born again. And then, how do I get born again? So you know you're really born again. But first, why must I be born again? So let's look at first, why, the vision of being born again. So John chapter 3. Let's read from verse 1 really quickly for time. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. So if somebody in church is a Jew, a ruler of the Jews, the same man came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher that come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Amen? Amen. Nicodemus, verse 3, Jesus then answered and said unto him, truly, truly, I say unto you, Nicodemus, except a man be born, what? Again, he cannot what? There is no maybe. You cannot see the kingdom of God. You have to be born again. Then Nicodemus continued the discussion. Now, see, Nicodemus is a big leader in the church of his day. So you're talking about a believer in church, a leader in church, that still is asking the question, why am I a Christian? So here, Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born again when he's already old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born again? Jesus answered, truly, truly, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot what? Enter. Now the first was, unless a man born again, he cannot see. Two, the second one says, unless a man, he cannot enter. Now Jesus clarified these two statements with the next verse. It says, verse 6, that which is born of the flesh is what?
Flesh.
And that which is born of the Spirit is what?
Spirit.
Amen. So, why should we be born again? Why? The reason we should be born again is the reason why Jesus came. again, there is no need for Jesus to come. So, what? Why do we want to be? So, number one, why is first, it has to lead us to what? The W. So, the question now, any human being, any person will ask, whether you are in church or outside the church, why do I have to be born again? So, who should be born again? Jesus was asking, who should be born again? Dublin. The first man God created was born of flesh and blood. Amen? Jesus said, he that is born of the flesh is flesh. So was born Adam and Eve were the first people, and they started. So Adam and Eve, you all know the story, they fell, isn't it? Okay. So for time, Adam and Eve fell, they were separated from God. That bloodline was now polluted as a bloodstained with sin. Amen? So there was no more connection with that bloodline with God. Amen? So the Bible now says, the soul that sinneth shall die. So there was a separation from God, that's death. So the reason why Jesus, you look at people in the streets today, Jesus said, let the dead bury the dead. He wasn't talking about people. He was saying, let the dead bury the dead. He said, let unbelievers bury their dead bodies. Unbeliever, when Jesus called them, let the dead bury the dead, means anyone that does not have the life of God is spiritually dead. Amen? And that process started in the garden. By the seed of one man, every man was condemned to sin. That's the bloodline. Amen? So now, by the obedience, by the righteousness of one man, all shall be saved. Now, so now, God and his word is one. And at the time appointed, God sent forth his only son. And whosoever believes in him will not perish, will have eternal life. So Jesus came, and we're going to look at the deep of this. Jesus came. Who did Jesus came for? That's the double. Jesus came for everyone that has not received him. Jesus came for everyone that has the blood of flesh and blood all the way from Adam to now. So when Jesus came, he preaches me, he says, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. We're going to look at that as we teach what it means to see the kingdom, to have a revelation, and what it means to enter. He cannot enter except he's born again. Why? Because everything born of the flesh is flesh. Flesh and blood does not understand the things of the spirit. They only look at things physically. They solve problems physically. But it's unfortunate that though unbelievers, they don't see the things of God, but sometimes when they get in trouble, they go run to native doctors and all kinds of magicians. So somehow they believe there's a power there, but they cannot see that of the kingdom of God. Amen? So who? Everyone that has not received Christ is to be born again. Why? Because there is a how to be born again, the H. And then when you understand how to be born again, then you are now born again. Why do you have to be born again? So that you can see the kingdom of God, so you can enter the kingdom of God, so you can be a citizen of the kingdom of God. Amen? Amen. So that's just basic. Amen? Amen? Now, this basic truth, I want to extend it again. Why are we born again? The next number two. Of course, number one is to see and to enter the kingdom, to become, enter the kingdom of God. But number two, why do we have to be born again? Because, two, when Adam fell, and Adam sinned and fell, Adam has an identity of this world. His identity is of man, is of the flesh, is of the fallen man. So the identity of those that are born of the flesh is the identity of the culture of man. Whether you're from Nigeria, you're from India, you're from wherever you are, there is one master, the Bible says in Ephesians 2, that rules the course of your life if you are born again. And directs the course of your life, the God of this world. He runs the course and runs the life, is the unseen shadow that runs the life of every human that's not born again. Why? Because the identity of the fallen man is limited to his world and to earthly things. So, it's called man. So, before we are born again, most of us, our identity is based on our parents give us our names. Maybe you're born in the U.S., this person is born in Nigeria, this person is born in India. Whatever culture you come from, you say, oh, I'm a citizen of this place. I'm a citizen of that place. I'm a citizen, and you have your various cultures, and we have our various cultures. But still, regardless of our culture, regardless of who we are human, and we are subjects to the powers of Satan. We are operating as the citizens of God. I just want to be clear. When we are not born again, we are citizens of hell. Separated, death. Amen? Darkness. Without knowing it. Generally. You might say, I'm an American, I'm a this. Ultimately, let me give you a quick example. Because I want to finish it. This body that I have here, when I die physically, this body goes to the ground. Isn't it? This body is gone. That's what we call death. If I'm not born again, even though this body goes to the ground, my spirit, my soul doesn't live there. If I'm not born again, it goes to what the Bible calls hell. Darkness. Outer darkness. It's a darkness. It's a power. It's a king. It goes there. So, when you're born again, there is a shift. If this body goes to the ground, the Bible says you go to heaven. It's a key. Amen? Amen? So having that in mind, the number two I just mentioned is identity. Why do we have to be born again? Because we lost our identity from the fall of man. Amen? So the reason we have to be born again, we have to have a new identity. Amen? This is a very big fundamental problem for believers. They don't know who they are. The first question when Jesus was training disciples and they were following him, in Matthew chapter 16, he asked them, who do men say that I am? Who am I? And those who were in his inner church circle, they didn't even know his identity. So Jesus had to reveal to them, says, Peter received, you are Christ, the Son of the living God. And then Jesus had to explain that based on this revelation of this identity, the church foundation, the fundamental, the foundation the church stands on is your current identity. Upon this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. So the why we have to be born again first is to be adopted and to be able to see the kingdom in which we belong now and to enter into, to operate out of that kingdom. Two, that kingdom gives us a new identity. There are people that come from different countries to America, but they become citizens of America, isn't it? Amen? So now they are called Americans, change of identity. So, the Bible says we're in this world, but we're not of this world. Why? Because our identity is different from what I used to be. I'm no more If you become a citizen of America, you will say, I'm no more a citizen of this country, I'm now a citizen of this country. Even though I was born in this country, we were all flesh and blood, but until we get born again, we are no citizens of heaven. Amen?
Amen.
So if you're a citizen of heaven, that means you have a new identity, even though you're in this flesh. Those are foundations. Jesus says, if you don't build on this foundation, your spiritual growth can be challenged heavily by the gates of heaven. So when we are going through challenges, many of us are just, our anchors are not strong because of this foundational presence. So the Lord said, go back to foundation. Why? So the first foundation we're laying today is, I'm asking you, why am I? Can you answer that question for yourself? So if you can answer the question for yourself, that you're really born again. So if you're really born again, so you are a citizen of heaven. So if you're a citizen of heaven, so what is the culture of your new citizenship? What if you were from, let's say, from India, Africa, if you come to America, you have to keep the traffic lights. You have to maintain some things. You have to pay your taxes. You have to. America has a structure. It has a system. If you're going to be successful in the system, you have to abide by the laws of America, not India or Africa. Amen?
Amen.
So if you are born again, so what system were you operating under? And now that you're born again, are you using the world system to implement the kingdom system? It doesn't work. The world system doesn't work by faith. The kingdom works by faith because the system, the kingdom you belong to, is a spiritual one. Amen?
Yes.
It doesn't operate by sight. Amen?
Amen?
For time, we are going to, because I want to keep these messages as very, very short. And I'm following instructions. Amen? Hallelujah. Now, the why begins with the who. And once you understand the why and you are the who, the biggest problem is facing your heart. We carry worldly conscious, worldly mindset to operate in the kingdom. You cannot clash citizenships. Amen?
Amen?
So, the last example I want to use for today's why, what again, why you are, we're going to be looking into details of these things. So that our foundation is solid. When the storm comes, Jesus says, it will not. It will stand. Because as long as we live in this world, until the devil is taken and cast in the pit, you will face challenges. You will face resistance. You will face opposition. It doesn't matter who you are. But what makes you successful is because you understand who you are. Why you are who you are. The kingdom you belong to, and your foundation is solid. Now, this is what Paul said. Because Paul was in church, he didn't know who he was. He was religious. Nicodemus was in church, he didn't know who he was. He was religious. So when Paul became a citizen of the kingdom, Paul said in Romans chapter 8, when he was praying, he says, for whom God foreknew, he also what? Did predestine. To be what? Huh? To be conformed to what? To the image of what? You want me to call your name to say, let's say it out loud for the benefit of those who are in the scripture. For whom what? God foreknew, he also what? To be what? To the what? So that means when we are citizens of this world, we have an image that fits the system. Huh? Yeah. But when we are born again, he says, now we are to conform to the image of the sons of God. Amen?
Amen.
To the sons of God. To the image of why. This is our problem. If you want to be a doctor, if you want to be an engineer, if you want to be a lawyer, if you want to be a tech chief, you want to be, name anything you want to be. Amen?
Amen.
Do you have that vision of what you want to be, a doctor, a lawyer? You have this dream, you have this vision. You want to be a doctor, you want to be a lawyer. You want to be a doctor, you want to be a lawyer, you want to be a tech person because you know the benefits, you know the process, you know all that this will offer. You have a goal. If you don't go to school, if you don't pay the price to study, if you don't go through the exams and the 5 years of college or 4 years of rigorous schooling and teaching and dedicated, and you will not get here.
Amen.
You will just be dreaming. You will just be assuming. No, you cannot be a doctor. You cannot be a pilot without training. So a lot of people want to manifest sonship. They want to be believers. They want to be strong. But you want to bypass everything Jesus says is a how. You cannot be a Christian without a cross. And the process of the cross will be looking at it. So some of our teachings will be, why the cross? Why am I going through what I'm going through? Why am I suffering? Why this? We're going to look at which suffering. Is it you? Why? Then, have you? What is this? Where solutions come from? Every time you're going through something, if you really look at what you want to achieve and you are going through something, find out from God how. All through the Bible, once God gives you the how, you get the solution. Because God has a solution for everyone in the kingdom. Amen?
Amen?
So if you want to be a doctor, you go to school, you pay the price. If you want to be, that's, if you want to be a son of God, you have to be. That doctor is a change of mind that took place over a period of years of training. And you don't just, after the training, you end up. You have to, you now become a doctor. You are now an engineer. You are now a tech person. Why? There was a renewal, there's a transformation, a change that came through years of focus, years of training, years of exams, years of testing, before you can say, I am a pilot. So for you to say, I am a Christian, I am a child of God, get there. Do you understand why you're going through what you're going through so you can become what God is? So we're going to be looking at this step by step. Amen?
Amen.
I hope you don't miss any of this because this foundational truth is going to transform the way you look at challenges. You will win all the time, no matter how difficult the challenge is, if you understand the how.
Amen.
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 If you're here today, if you don't know why you should be born again, I want you to answer a question today from this message. One, is the kingdom of God real to you? Do you believe you're a citizen of the kingdom? If you're not, today is a good opportunity. Yeah. Two, do you believe you are a citizen of heaven even when you live in this world? you can bow your heads down and answer that question in prayer, and I will pray with you. Father, I thank you. I thank you because you are asking us the questions now. And Father, if there's anyone in this room today that cannot answer, I pray that this word by your Spirit gives a reason to be born again, to be a believer. I pray this morning that somebody will settle in their hearts or shift their position from just living with the minds of this world, but now understanding by receiving Christ, by accepting Jesus by his blood, has translated me to become a citizen of heaven. My identity matters in the Spirit. I thank you this morning. If there's anyone that has not received it properly, your word says in Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10, if anyone will confess that Jesus is Lord, and that Jesus died on that cross for me, for you, he says, shall be saved. For with your heart this morning you believe, and with your mouth if you confess it, the Spirit of God is here to transmit and transform. I thank you for opening eyes to see your kingdom, see the reality of your presence and your power, and I pray by faith your people will begin to walk in it. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. Thank you, our teacher, our guide. You will lead us, you will build our foundation, you will establish us, and the gates of hell will not determine our future. We give you all the glory, we give you all the praise, and we thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
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 If you are born again today, say amen.
Amen.
If you are not born again, say amen.
Amen.